I've received criticism from anonymous, uncredentialed fact-checkers who make false counterclaims on social media. I have received multiple letters and been made aware of a process where the American Board of Internal Medicine has attempted to strip away my internal medicine and cardiovascular disease certifications, essentially erasing my entire residency and fellowship, 6 years of my life. I have a perfect board examination performance rate. I have a perfect clinical practice metrics. I have clearly been singled out because of my U.S. Senate and multiple state Senate testimonies, and those statements were taken issue by the American Board. And I have responded thoroughly to their allegations. Currently, my case is on indefinite appeal. I've been fired from two jobs, with a perfect clinical and research track record, for no stated reason. No stated reason, no performance evaluation, no courtesy phone calls, no board votes, no fundamental explanation. I've been stripped of two professorships of medicine. Again, no phone call, no email, no faculty senate or due process. I've been stripped of all my National Institutes of Health committee positions for no reason. I've been removed from data safety monitoring boards and consulting contracts from Big Pharma for no stated reason, no courtesy phone call. I was the president of a major society, the Cardiorenal Society of America, the president, with no board meeting, no phone call, no communication. I was informed the society was dissolved. How does a medical society that has nothing to do with COVID-19 get dissolved with its current president in place? So what's happened to me is extraordinary.